Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul radio network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Coaching in the Akashic with Kellyanne. Kellyanne Voss works for the Akashic Records in the capacity of life coaching, spiritual healing, training, and development. She supports awakened spiritual entrepreneurs through a co-creation called the Octopus Method, 8 strategies to create balance, growth, and sustainability in business and life. Kellyanne connects people to their own souls for their soul evolution and ascension. Please welcome Kellyanne back to News for the Soul.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back, Kellyanne.
Oops. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
Welcome back. Excellent. I'll just let you know we've got Arthur in the queue for your first reading. So after your intro, we're ready to dive in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for arranging that. Yes, welcome today. What I wanted to just mention to everyone was that the energy of the Akashic Records is a very neutral energy. And sometimes we ask questions of it. And tonight, we might be wording the questions a little differently to really connect with the energy of the Akashic Records, because sometimes we ask from the thinking mind, and sometimes we just need to be reminded of what we already know. So I've been given a heads up from Lord of the Akashic Records that we might be changing some wordings on questions tonight. So with that in mind, let's jump in, and I'd love to meet Arthur.
All right, let's go to line one. Arthur, you're on live with Kellyanne. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you both. How are you both today?
Excellent.
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for being here. Do I have permission to do an energetic clearing on you before we go into your records?
By all means.
And this is just something I do with every client. It just gives a real clear vessel to receive any healing that the Akashic Records will give you. So I will do that now. You may feel it. You may not. I'm connecting with your energy. And now I've learned how to psychically clear any souls that aren't for your highest and greatest good during this reading, so that we don't have any loved ones who have passed on who are excited about you being in this energy tagging along. And what I find is if I do this, then if mediumship does show up, it's meant to happen. It's meant to be here. So I'm just going to do this for your space right now. Okay, Arthur?
Certainly.
Thank you. And I'm getting that we're clear. So do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes.
Thank you. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for, and I'm going to say your name silently, and all legal names used in this lifetime, and create a safe and sacred space for Arthur's highest good and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. And I'm in your records, and the energy is of wholeness. Like, there's a very strong The word that's coming through is powerful, but not in the way that most humans talk about powerful. It's a powerful wholeness of knowing who you are. Does that resonate? Okay, beautiful. You may feel some of the energy today, or you may not. So how it's showing up in my body right now, Arthur, just to let you know, it's very much like this expanding of the heart chakra outwards, but it feels solid. Like it doesn't feel, it's not dark energy, but it is a solid energy. Does that make sense?
It does.
Are you feeling that as well right now?
I
it's okay if you're not.
I feel something up in my chest, slightly to the right side.
Okay. Beautiful. So what can I support you with today, Arthur?
It seems like I'm operating out of a great deal of fear. There's some things that I've attempted to do over the years. Nicole is aware of them. We've spoken most recently, we spoke of muscle testing and things of that nature. That's the last thing we spoke of in order to gain clarity on what is happening with me or within my life. But fear seems to be a mind block, so to speak. And I can't understand why I've become so fearful. Now, I know I have Saturn in my astrological chart. I have Saturn at 18 degree Leo at the Midhaven. I don't know if that has anything, because I know Saturn carries a lot of fears with it. But I mean, this is beyond my understanding.
Okay, if you had to verbalize what you're afraid of, what comes to you?
I know, possibly ridicule.
Ridicule, was it?
Yes.
Okay. So do you feel the emotions of others very strongly, or judgment or criticism? Are you very sensitive to that?
I can be.
Okay.
Depends
so
how
I'm
how
just
how
going
how
to...
Depends on how it's delivered and from whom.
Okay. So Lord of the Akashic Records is asking me to say this out loud and just see how it feels in your body and if anything releases for you. Lord of the Akashic Records, remind Arthur of how safe he is in this world. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Did that release anything?
Not that I can tell, but I mean, I understand the sentiment.
Okay. So let's see if we can get to the root of the fear. Lord of the Akashic Records, please show me what we need to know to support Arthur today. Okay, I'm going to do a command healing right now. And what I'm getting first is to clear beliefs, clear thoughts, clear lower energies. So I'm just going to go through a few commands here and see if the energy shifts. And your responsibility through this, Arthur, is to breathe, to allow your breath to move the energy. Okay?
Okay.
I hereby transmute all lower energy in all timelines, dimensions, and realities by my will, so it is. I hereby transmute all identified thoughts in all timelines, dimensions, and realities by my will, so it is. I hereby transmute all beliefs in all timelines, dimensions, and realities by my will, so it is. I hereby transmute everything that's keeping Arthur from stepping into his wholeness in every situation and connecting to his oneness in all situations. By my will, so it is. Deep breath in, deep breath out. And now, Lord of the Akashic Records is identifying moments in this lifetime and past lives, and I won't be able to see them. We're just trusting Lord of the Akashic Records to identify them. And I'm going to go through and with his assistance, he's going to rewrite places of extreme fear in past lives that might be affecting this lifetime. So it's a memory that could be affecting you moving forward in this lifetime with something that's very meaningful to you. So I'm going to go ahead now. Are you feeling okay physically still, Arthur?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Good. Okay. So I'm going to go through now, and we'll see if you feel a bit lighter after this. Lord of the Akashic Records, have you identified all? Yeah. And so how the Akashic Records work, it will clear what is healthy to be cleared at this time. Sometimes it'll clear a lot. Sometimes it'll clear a bit. It's really dependent on, this is a gentle healing, so it's not meant to put anyone into crisis or make it harder for people to move forward. So it will clear at the level that you're ready to clear and whatever has come up to be healed or cleared. So I will begin now. Just going to go through one more time. It's this is a new skill and ability for me, so I usually have to take two or three passes. So thank you for your grace.
Certainly.
Okay, we got quite a bit that time. Just one more time to get the rest. So what I'm getting from Lord of the Akashic Records is this is the safest lifetime to do what you desire to do. And yes, there may be some that don't get it, and it's okay. Those that are meant to get it will. And inviting you to move from nervousness to excitement. They're very close.
Yes.
And it's interesting because just before this call, I actually felt a lot of anxiety and nervousness, and I don't usually. And so I went for a walk to move that energy out, and I moved it into excitement. So you are very powerful. You can choose to tell your brain and to tell your body and to tell your heart to shift to excitement. Does that support?
Yes, yes, yes. I understand it. I understand the similarities between between excitement and nervousness and how one feeds the other or can possibly feed the other.
And it's okay to say it's only fear, I release it now. You know, to speak to yourself in a loving way. Oh, fear, you've shown up again. You can stay for coffee, but you can't stay for the whole night.
I've had enough. I don't even need them staying for coffee right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can say, fear, you're not welcome.
Yeah.
We need to social distance. Fear, you and
yeah,
I
right.
need to social distance.
Fear be gone. That's my attitude.
Yeah, and choose your languaging. Release it. When we fight it, sometimes it rears up
yes.
stronger. You
yes.
know, it's
yes.
just
I do.
And really it's the mind trying to keep you safe. But
yeah,
when we bring from subconscious, you know all of this. You're a brilliant,
yeah.
brilliant man. You know all of this at a mind level. So now it's moving it into the feeling, the feelings of being safe. So are you able to think of a time, this is where coaching comes in, are you able to think of a time in this lifetime where you felt really safe and you went for it?
Yeah, I'm married 22 years.
Wow, that's fabulous. So that is your anchor. That is your reminder. Hey, I did it then. I can do it again.
Right. Well, I tell you, at that time that my wife and I were guided to be together, there was a feeling. You're talking about a feeling of excitement and joy. I mean, I could do no wrong. We went on a train trip, and I could do no wrong. I mean, in terms of how I was feeling, everything was flowing. I couldn't eat. I couldn't, you know, there were a lot of things I couldn't do. I was just in that zone. And I've had that zone a couple times since, to my recollection. Maybe about 5 years ago around my birthday, I was in that zone like that, where it was just, everything was just flowing. You know, synchronicity was my constant companion. So, you know, I have a feeling of what that feels like. I know.
And it's available to you now, Arthur. It really is. It's available to you now.
Okay.
Welcome it in.
In part, what I'm attempting to do has to do with mass communications. Do you see any blocks to my website that I've been attempting to get into online for quite some time? Do you see any blocks to that or any challenges?
Can I clear it for you?
Certainly.
We're going to do a quick rewrite, and I think this will help it. How would you like it to go? Like in your words, how would you like your website, like how would you describe the moving forward from this present moment?
I would love that when I reapply myself to making the website functional, that there are little to no challenges, and that my understanding of the technical information that's being offered by the website, that I assimilate and understand it clearly and quickly.
Okay. So, how does this? I'm just going to write it down quick. I create my website with grace and ease. All support shows up for me. To communicate clearly to my audience.
Well, that's, you know, my main concern is getting the website on up and going and functioning. The clear communication, you know, I can delve into that myself afterwards. And plus, I feel as though I will be guided in that realm.
Okay.
But getting it, the site itself up and functioning is my greatest roadblock.
Okay.
Besides
so
my fear.
I'm doing a rewrite. Okay, that's what we'll do. A rewrite, erasing the possibility of it not functioning. So we're erasing that now, and we're rewriting functional website implemented I'm getting immediately.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put that into your records. And okay. We're going to hire your universal manager to bring you all the supports to do that.
Thank you so much. Thank
so,
you so much.
So,
that is my greatest block.
Beautiful. So, let Nicole know when it's up and functioning. I'd love to go see it.
I certainly will.
Thank you. Yeah. I wish you well, Arthur.
Thank you.
I'll
is
close your records. I'll close your records. I have no red flags. I have no red flags. Like, I'm getting no alarm bells or anything. I think it's just really managing your mind moving forward. You know, telling your brain what to do.
Gotcha.
Yes, and keep us posted, Arthur, as you go forward. Let us know. Keep in touch with us when your website goes up, all right?
I certainly will.
Thank you. Awesome. I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that I have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Thank you so much, Arthur, for trusting me with your reading.
Thank you both so much. Much love.
All right. Okay. Here's what I'm going to suggest, Kellyanne, before we continue is... we're probably not going to get to everybody today that we'd planned to. So Sharon on line two, you're going to be next. Susan on line
okay.
three, you're in the wings. And then anyone else that we don't get to, let's move to your next show. I'll email everyone that we had arranged to, and we'll go from there. So
that
takes off some concerns about timing because we want to be in the low, feel in the zone, take your time. All right, so Sharon is next. Sharon. On 845. You're now live with Kellyanne. Welcome.
Hi, Kellyanne.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for being here. Were you listening to the previous caller?
I was, and I was relating a lot to where Arthur was myself.
Okay, wonderful. So are you okay with me doing the clearing and
yes.
and the banishment? Okay, I'll do that quickly then.
All right.
Okay, your energy is clear, so that's all aspects and your chakras. And now I'll do the banishment. And this is of your space, just to make sure that only your guides are here and those that are meant for your highest and greatest good. And do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for, and I'll say your name silently, Sharon, and all names used in this lifetime, and create a safe and sacred space for her highest good and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. Okay, I'm in your records, and there's a real... jovial feeling that I'm feeling in your records, like a real lightheartedness.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how can I support you today, Sharon?
Well, I'm moving along to, get to the point where I'm really more at the bottom line of expressing and working in the field with the things I came to work with. And I have to say there is resistance up. I'm seeing a lot of old patterning. And what I'd love is more conscious connection with my guides in assisting getting through the writing, which I have a lot of resistance to, and the expression, the verbal expression of what I love and want to work with and helping others along their way. That's why I could relate to Arthur, too. I mean, I'm working on coming to a new point of expression.
Beautiful. What shows, how does resistance show up for you? In what ways?
I've become avoidant about sitting and doing writing and opening to, I mean, this has been a lifelong thing. I've had people say to me, you really need to listen to the angels more. And I have, it's about shining my light and being comfortable with that. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord of the Akashic Records, please remind Sharon of the writer she is and the message she's already delivered. Lord of the Akashic Records, please remind Sharon of the messages she has already delivered. Deep breath in, deep breath out. So I just want to check something here with Lord of the Akashic Records because it's coming through. Was Sharon a writer in a previous lifetime? No. Was she a scribe? Yes. Did she have to scribe in private? Oh, is scribe the right word? Was it? Yeah, scribe. Did she have to scribe in private, in hiding? Yes. Okay, I need to go into a previous lifetime here because it's affecting this lifetime. Does this resonate at all with you, Sharon?
Yes, it does, very much.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Lord of the Akashic Records to identify any contracts, deals, agreements, oaths, pacts, vows, stuff around events that pertaining to writing that needs to go. And I'm going to ask Archangel Athena to identify any tethers that need to be unplugged. So tethers first, no, contracts first. So I'm just going to do a command, and you may feel something in your body. I'll check in with you right after I do it here. I hereby transmute all contracts, deals, agreements, pacts, oaths, vows, stuff around events, everything and anything around writing that needs to go as identified by Lord of the Akashic Records in all timelines, dimensions, and realities. By my will, so it is. Bring it to neutral now. Healed to completion. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm getting that's complete. So are you feeling anywhere in your body?
Yes, I'm feeling a lot of energy shifting, and I had a sense of ashes and something burning.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to do tethers, and we'll see if those sensations have released, and I'm going to do forgiveness as well. So I hereby unplug and transmute all tethers identified by Archangel Athena at both ends and seal all openings left from unplugging tethers at both ends in all timelines, dimensions, and realities. By my will, so it is. Deep breath in, deep breath out. How's that?
I feel like I have some new energy in.
Did you feel anything in your throat?
I did not, but I have
I've had
throat things, thyroid. So
okay. All right. I'm being guided to forgiveness, so I'm going to read this for you, but I ask that the words that apply, that you allow them to move energy through your body, okay? I forgive and release anything or anyone who I have hurt, consciously or unconsciously, including myself, from all timelines, dimensions, and realities. I also forgive and release those who have hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, including myself, from all timelines, dimensions, and realities. With love and grace, by my will, so it is. I forgive myself for forgiving those who have hurt me. I forgive myself for the choices I made that hurt me. And I release anything conscious or unconscious from all timelines, dimensions, and realities. With love and grace, by my will, so it is. Deep breath in, deep breath out. How are you feeling?
I could feel things in my throat and also in my gut, and almost there was like a digestion process that was started up while you were talking.
Okay, so there's a lot of energy moving with that forgiveness. I'm getting that we have a moment to connect you to your guide, and then from there on, it'll be your job to play with your guide, okay? And there's all kinds of supports out there for you, but it would really be great to connect to the guide who's helping you with writing. The other piece of this is please do not edit as you write. Allow yourself to write and not judge it or criticize it. Like, give grace to the whole writing process, because when you're writing, it's you, yourself, in the space writing. And there can be a lot of thoughts and a lot of stuff that goes on. So I'm really inviting you to leave the editing till later, to start wherever you're inspired, not to try and go in order. Like, really allow... I'm sure you're familiar with artist pages.
No, but
Julia Cameron. So, you know, writing, you have 15 minutes, morning pages. You have 15 minutes, write as much as you can in 15 minutes, and you'll fit it all together after.
Okay. I know the concept, and it's been helpful.
It means policing yourself. Like, it means allowing and releasing the need to do it in a very structured, methodical way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It will allow you to meet your intention, though, of connecting more with your guides and your angels.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. So where are you feeling some sensation right now? We're going to ask your writing guide to come close to you.
I'm feeling things on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like tension on my shoulders into my arm.
Okay.
Point. Yeah.
Okay. Does it feel like energy is hugging you strongly? from the back?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yep. Could be hands squeezing the shoulders.
He wanted to make sure you felt him, so we'll ask him to ease up a bit. I'm feeling like tension in the neck, like he was just leaned right in. Has your guide communicated, worked with humans a lot? Okay, so your guide, was your guide human before? Yes. Is your guide new to working with, is the guide new to working with Sharon? No. So your guide's been around a long time. So you may feel the energy imprint right now.
Okay.
And he should have stepped back a little bit. But
I
think
still
he'll
feel my shoulders and my neck, you know.
Okay. Okay. I'll send you some Reiki to your shoulders and neck. He's very excited. Like, he's in agreement with what I told you about, like, letting go of structure for a bit.
Okay. It totally makes sense, yeah.
and rejoicing and celebrating. There's a lot of, oh, I didn't get much done, or like, just write. The difference between a writer and a non-writer is a writer writes. Like, a writer writes every day.
Okay.
And you can give yourself permission to do that.
Excellent.
It doesn't have to be 2 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
That definitely helps. Yeah. That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you. Are we complete?
I think so. Yeah, I've had a lot of heat coming up in my body with the
connection. A lot of heat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be part of the energy imprint. So you get to play getting to know your guide. And because your guide's here to help you with writing, I think you could probably communicate via automatic writing as well.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
And or automatic typing, whichever you prefer. So it's really taking the limits off of what's possible for you right now. You can do it your way. Your soul's way is what I mean when I say your way. Your soul's way. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I wish you well.
Oh,
I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that I have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, thank you very much, Kelly, and thank you, Nicole, too. I can feel quite a lot of shift in my whole sensorium.
Beautiful. Yes, integration is important. So listen to your body, because your body is the most beautiful feedback system there is for integration.
All right. Let us know how it goes. Feel free to call back in next time. And we'll put you back on hold so you can hear the rest. We don't have 4:40 right now. Let's go to Susan next. Susan on line 3, you're up with Kellyanne. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Susan. Nice to meet you. I am asking permission to do a clearing of your energy and a clearing of your space in order to create the best environment for your highest and greatest good for the information coming in today.
Yes, please.
Thank you. So I'm connecting to your energy. And I'm doing a clearing of your body right now and your energy field. Are you feeling a bit ungrounded, Susan?
Not really, no.
No? Okay, maybe it's centering. Susan, do you mind just saying out loud, Kellyanne, I give you permission to clear?
Kellyanne, I give you permission to clear.
There we go. Thank you. You have high protection, girl.
Okay.
Which makes me think we might have had a past life together. We'll check into that once we get in the records.
Okay.
Okay, do I have permission to go into your records?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Lord of the Akashic Records, please open the records for Susan and all names used in this lifetime, and create a safe and sacred space for her highest good and healing. The records are now open. The records are now open. The records are now open. Yeah, so is that accurate? I'm to clear a contract, deal, and agreement between you and I. I'm not being given the details. You may receive the details, but this is beautiful how the soul lets us know, you know, there's stuff in the past that just needs to go. So, with your permission, I'm going to clear the two of us. So I hereby ask, well, I ask Lord of the Akashic Records to identify anything between Susan and I that would get in the way of her receiving the most accurate information for her soul today. And I ask that Archangel Athena identify any tethers between us. And Lord of the Akashic Records, if you want to identify anything else that needs to go at this time, we'll get it. He's already done it. Okay, good. So tethers first. No contracts. I hereby transmute all contracts, deals, agreements, stuff around events, anything between Susan and Kellyanne in all lifetimes, dimensions, and realities, as identified by Lord of the Akashic Records. By my will, so it is. I ask for it to be cleared, healed, and sent to the light for complete healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hereby unplug and transmute all tethers identified by Archangel Athena at both ends and seal all openings left from unplugging tethers at both ends in all timelines, dimensions, and realities. By my will, so it is. I give forgiveness. I ask I give forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness. We are forgiven. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Are you feeling okay, Susan?
Yep. I'm feeling good.
Did you get any images or anything?
No, nothing.
No, neither did I. So we don't need to know. Sometimes if our mind will make stories out of it, Lord of the Akashic Records won't give us a peek into it. So if it's not serving your highest and greatest good for today or mine, it will not be revealed at this time. So we'll have to stay curious, and maybe at some point it will be revealed what lifetime we spent together. How can I support you today?
Well, there's two things. I'd like to know what I need to know, and I'd like to know why remedies and procedures that work for health for general population never seem to work for me.
Huh. Yeah, that is puzzling. Okay, let's see. Lord of the Akashic Records, remind Susan of the health that is available for her now. Lord of the Akashic Records, what do we need to know regarding procedures that work for others but don't work for her? So, on all the procedures you've had, have you really checked in if it was the one for, or were these emergency?
No.
Or was it a mixture?
It's a mixture, but just generally, like, it's things like a certain supplement works for people, or a certain way of getting rid of an infection works for everyone, but does it? Just doesn't seem to make any inroads for me.
And have you learned ways that do work for you?
No. And
okay.
I'm in the healing profession.
Okay. So, Lord of the Akashic Records, what do we need to know about this? Okay, for some reason he's showing me colloidal silver.
I've used that for years.
Okay.
With no progress at all.
Okay. Okay, so that's what he's showing me. Are you allergic to silver? Are you allergic to colloidal silver? Are you highly sensitive to, like, fragrances, chemicals?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So what he's showing me is that it's almost like you have a very sensitive system and your body is only able to take so many attacks at a time of, you know, chemicals and all the stuff that humans have created. And it makes it hard for your body to respond. It's almost like it's overstimulated. You know when the nervous system gets overstimulated and you find you're talking faster and you're breathing more shallow? It's kind of the same thing, but it's your immune system.
Yeah.
Not immune system, different system. Sorry, I didn't get that accurate. Different systems are overloaded. So it's almost like, oh, what he's showing me is the medical medium. His name is Anthony.
I know. Yeah, Anthony. I know who he is. Anthony Williams.
Yeah. Okay, let me check if that's a point of reference or if, what does Anthony Williams mean to you?
I don't want to be impolite, but his information is not original or the best.
Okay. So there's an aversion to, okay, Lord of the Akashic Records, what does she need to know by you bringing this point of reference up? Are you really great with muscle testing or like checking in on information? And this means like putting science aside because science says this should work for you, but it's not. So really muscle testing.
I muscle test a lot. And if I ask the same question three times, I could get two different answers.
Okay, so there's some accuracy stuff happening here.
Yeah.
Oh, let me clear static distortion and interference here. I hereby transmute all static distortion and interference in all timelines, dimensions, and realities by my will, so it is. Okay, so I just got some information about the Anthony Williams thing. There is some simplistic remedies for you, but it means opening up the crown and really receiving from your divine guidance. So it's almost like this has caused you to shut down a bit and get really frustrated and like, what the hell? It's like this puzzle that oh, why do I even bother anymore? And I'm even resistant to saying the next thing because I feel that energy really strongly. The best healer I know is actually invited to the show next month, and she's who taught me Akashic Records, and she's really effective with figuring these kind of things out. So I'm being guided. I don't know what you're doing this time next month, but I'm really being guided to have Kim Wirch assist with this, is what Lord of the Akashic Records is saying. It's not that I'm inaccurate, but I'm missing something here. But it does have to do with an overload of your system. So, like, too many things for the body to deal with at once. But the body always wants to return to perfect health. So what I can do is, Lord of the Akashic Records, remind Susan of the health she has already received. And this may shift some energy for you.
Okay, thank you.
And what does she need to know right now? I'm getting be patient. You're almost there.
That's the hardest thing for me to be.
Yeah, but it's coming through that you're almost there. It's almost like I'm being shown that a switch will flip. Like it's almost like so I don't know if it's possible for you to arrange with Nicole to call back next month. And I hate putting you off like this, but honestly, the best healer I know, she healed me. She's on the show next month.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty very much.
You're welcome. I give thanks and gratitude to the keepers of the Akashic Records for the guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, and information that I have received today. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. The records are now closed. So as I was going out of your records, Lord of the Akashic Records brought through one piece here. If
yeah.
something doesn't feel good in your body, like food-wise, if it doesn't resonate, so he's showing me the example of bananas. Like all of the science said bananas were good for my body, but every time I ate bananas, my digestive system was like, out of whack. So really paying attention to what works for your body and what doesn't as far as food goes in the meantime.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Send us an email if you want to get on the next show. It's the first Tuesday of next month, same time. And we have, oh my gosh, 3 minutes to the top, Killian.
Thank you. Yeah, so shameless self-promotion. It's all about the Akashic Records for this month. So tomorrow at my Facebook account, at Kellyanne Vass, if you go there, you'll see an introduction to the Akashic Records that's being held by Kim Wirch, who will be on the show next month. And it's only $15 to really get a sense of what the beginner's Akashic Records training would be. And then I'm offering Akashic Records training for beginners. So this is all about you. It's all about you accessing your own records. So I'm training people to do that on March 13th and 14th. And I would love to have you join me. And
so,
thank you for all the people.
How can they reach you specifically?
www.kellyannevass.com. And email is kelly@kellyannevass.com. And Ann is A-N-N, Ann without an E. And on Facebook, at Kellyanne Vass.
All right. And we got you all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Great to connect with you today. Any final sentiments to share as we part?
Yeah, I just really thank all those who trusted me with their readings today, and I hope it served them in a positive way.
Beautiful. Well, have a great month. Look forward to first Tuesday next month, and we'll talk then.
Thank you. Love and grace, everyone.
All right. Kellyanne Vass is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Mylene's next, right after this quick break.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily, and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. we are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.